White House wants to cut about $2 billion from the federal IT budget next year. The Obama administration says that's good news because it means federal agencies are being more efficient with their IT projects. Adrian Gardner is Chief Information Officer at the Federal Emergency Management Agency and government co-chair of this year's Executive Leadership Conference put on by ACT-IAC. One of his passions is using industry partnerships to make the most out of shrinking IT budgets. Adrian, it's great to have you on the program this afternoon. Thank you for joining me. The event this year is focused on leadership and innovation in radically changing times, and it strikes me that it's not just the budget that's changing the way that you and your colleagues go about doing their business in government. Adrian, what are some of the other factors that people should be paying attention to right now about how their business models are changing or how their cheese is moving or however you want to look at it? Thanks for being on the program today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, first of all. And I think some of those issues are improving just service delivery to our citizens and our constituents. I mean, that is a big issue. Customer satisfaction is something that we, that CIOs in general, as well as the federal government, is continuing to grapple with. The other big issue is one on sort of, I would say, risk management and security. A number of our IT systems, we need to make sure that they're ensured that they are robustly secured. We see a number of the headlines today that are talking about a number of the private sector entities that have had compromises and impacts to, you know, both their customers, PII, as well as federal government agencies are sort of struggling with the same issue. So as we look at this whole issue of how we deliver services, one of the things we have to think about is how do we get to shared services and how do we actually leverage the capabilities sort of across domains to really provide better service to our customers and to the citizens and our constituents.
We're in a good spot, though, for a lot of those things right now, I think, Adrian, because we are starting to see things that we haven't seen in years past, where we have success stories now that agencies can look at and build on and say, well, Adrian did it at FEMA this way, and it worked well for him, and I can take information there and apply it to what I'm doing at my agency. And especially in areas like shared services, we haven't, it's been a while, it's been a long time coming to get to that point, I think.
Absolutely. And so, you know, they're as announced earlier this year, I mean, you know, the federal IT budget decreased to 2.9% for fiscal year 2015, you know, falling from $81.4 billion to $79 billion compared to 2014. Obviously, if you're looking at there's these cross-agency sort of, the cross-agency dialogue has begun where CIOs are looking, not only looking within sort of their wheelhouse, but looking at other government agencies and the way that they're doing it, and then actually teaming up to provide sort of the opportunity and to collaborate across the bounds and deliver those services. And the other piece, as you've indicated, is that, you know, best practices are out there. And so we just simply need to look for them. And so a lot of times, you know, one of the things that I advocate for my staff and just the folks that I lead is that, you know, I try not to have an original thought. My goal is to really, my goal is to assume that somebody has encountered the same challenge or has the same service that they're looking to deploy, and that they may have done it well, they may not have done it well, but there are some things that we can learn from those experiences. So I think really the shared services piece is extremely important from a standpoint of the way government CIOs are executing today.
Well, I appreciate your humility, Adrian, because it does lead to the kinds of success stories that we hear across government. And someone assuming that I don't have all the answers and somebody else has walked down this path before, I'm finding from what you and your peers and colleagues are telling me is many times issue one in coming to a final solution that works really well and gets an agency where it needs to be.
Absolutely. So if you look at if you look at the focus of the ELC this year, I mean Executive Leadership Conference, which will be be held in Williamsburg October 26th through the 28th. You know, the whole focus is really looking at engage, learn, and collaborate. We want to bring leaders together to have the discussions to increase our sort of and learn from sort of industry best practices as well as citizen-centric sort of best practices that have already been deployed. So there's an opportunity where 850 senior-level executives from government and industry will come together and begin to have that dialogue. So part of what we're trying to do is change the format of the conference as well versus instead of a one-way sort of communication, bringing collaboration to the forefront where we have an exchange of ideas, sort of like almost like a TED Talks kind of format to the conference. conference. So we hope to really have a different look and feel for the attendees this year.
The thing that I think is most striking about that, too, and we have details about ELC at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later that you can look up and find out how to register and see the agenda as it's scheduled right now and so on. The thing that is most useful in the format like you're talking about, Adrian, is that people leave the conference with a list of stuff, a whole bunch of notes of things that they'll be able to do when they get back to work, not just some ideas that they've got to flesh out. And I want to go talk about this with somebody else and whatever. They're going to come back to work the next day with a bunch of action items.
Absolutely. What we're doing is, it's called Collaboration ELC, where we have an innovation zone, a challenge zone, a connection zone. In particular, in the challenge zone, that is an opportunity in a small setting for folks to come in, actually raise a challenge or identify a challenge that they're having locally within the environment which they manage or they work in, and actually then having the power of the crowd to come together to talk about how they could address that challenge. Are there sort of short-term takeaways that they could harness and take back to the office, if you will, to really move the ball forward as far as their particular challenge? So there are opportunities like that will be set up across throughout the conference. And so this challenge zone, the connection zone, where folks will be able to connect and network, innovation zone, where we'll be able to, where industry and government leaders will get together and talk about innovative practices that they're deploying real time. So this whole approach that we have is really about two-way communication. So the C, as we're sort of calling it in the ELC vernacular today, really collaborate, is really where we're putting a lot of focus on it. So hopefully it will be a very different experience than we've had in the past.
Adrian Gardner is the Chief Information Officer at the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the government co-chair of this year's Executive Leadership Conference. I really dig what you've done with the agenda and with the concepts behind it, but I must say, the beautiful thing about ELC is just seeing everybody pretty much in one place and having an opportunity to just listen in on the exchange of ideas, not only in the sessions, but in the hallways and at the meal events and all of that stuff. I mean, the collaboration that goes on there is as valuable to somebody like me as it is what actually get the work that gets done in the panels and so on.
No, absolutely. And, you know, like you're saying, the face-to-face communication, a lot of times we've deferred, if you will, to technology and IT. This is an opportunity where you have technologists, IT professionals, acquisition folks, folks from the business side of IT, getting together to have a discussion about the big problems, the big challenges that we face across government IT. And as you're stating, the opportunity just to get together is extremely important. We all have very tough schedules, but ability to take one or two days out to sit down and have a discussion with folks across the government sort of IT sector is sort of an important and relevant opportunity for us to take advantage of.
When people come back, other than that agenda item that that we talked about a moment ago, that list of to-dos, how else do you want to equip people to be ready to get back to work, both on the contractor side and on the agency side when they come back from ELC, Adrian?
Yeah, so some of it, as you're stating, there'll be takeaways where you'll actually have like key findings or key concepts that we'll be providing to the participants. The other thing is we're looking at a couple of educational tracks where they'll actually learn new concepts and new ways of looking at problem solving. And so we really meant this agenda to really look at how we can inform folks, engage them, that they have a learning process that occurs, and then through collaboration, they can actually take those key learnings back and actually put some of them to use during the conference. So we will be using some of those constructs throughout the conference as an opportunity for us to learn really learn together as a community as we go through the agenda.
Well, it's my favorite event of the year, and everybody that knows me knows that I'm a geek for Williamsburg as it is. So to combine that with a terrific, terrific group of government IT leaders and other leaders and people from the contracting community. It's a home run every year, and I congratulate you on another one already, Adrian. Thanks for coming on and talk about
Thank
it today.
Thank you very much. Remember, engage, learn, and collaborate, and we are ready for you to get down to ELC and take a have the benefit of this great agenda and the great people that you will meet.
It's great to talk to you, as always, Adrian. You can find more information about ELC at federalnewsradio.com.